Late last week, Brown County's Land Conservation Department wrote to the governor asking for an emergency declaration that would ban any livestock or industrial waste spreading until the ground thaws. 20 private wells have tested positive for coliform bacteria and/or E. coli. A nonprofit environmental law group is urging residents to get their water tested. Andrew Hansen is an attorney with Midwest Environmental Advocates, a group that has sued large dairy producers in the past. He's not representing any Brown County residents yet. A manure spill from a local dairy is suspected of causing the contamination, but the cause has not been officially determined. Hansen says the area of Brown County is on the Niagara Escarpment, a geological formation that makes the area's water prone to bacteria.
Northeastern Wisconsin has a very fragile geology with lots of fractured bedrock, high water table, and lots of ways for waste and bacteria-containing waste to get into wells. And so people should be watchful of their water. Even though it may appear clear and it may not have a scent or odor to it, it may still be contaminated, and so people should strongly consider having their wells tested.
Brown County is offering free well testing. At an informational meeting Tuesday night, residents of rural southern Brown County will be briefed on contaminants that could be in their water. 42 wells have already been tested, and nearly half of them came back as being tainted. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.